This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying how Job responded to both a material and a tragedy test. For most of us, those tests alone would have been overwhelming. Job, however, maintained his trust in God. Then in Job chapter 2, we're told how Satan inflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. The description indicates Job broke out with boils all over his body. I call this a physical test. I've been very fortunate. Most of my life, I've enjoyed good health. Once I did come down with a critical case of viral pneumonia and almost died. I was so sick, I was totally immobilized. But it only lasted a few weeks. I can imagine how impatient I would get if such a condition lasted longer and I couldn't get around. Or how would I feel if I broke out with a condition that caused my appearance to be repugnant? Paul struggled with a thorn in his life, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. Some think it was an infection of the eyes which made his appearance repulsive to others. He prayed 3 times that it would be removed, but got no response from God. Then God said, "My grace is sufficient, my strength is made perfect in weakness." That sounds great, but it means he would need to endure the physical test much like Job did. When Job's wife suggested he curse God and die, he responded, "Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" We might not understand what we're experiencing, but if God allows physical problems, the test of our faith is to trust him for his grace to be our sufficiency. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.